Good evening, Seattle, Little Saigon, and all the hospitals that are a half a mile away from here. Good evening to the people of Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth. Good evening, Fort Worth. Good evening to all the people that live beyond the Great Sea, not too far from the river of perpetual regret. It is Memorial Day, May the 25th, 2020, and I don't really have any good topics to talk about because all the topics are shit. I mean, there are some good signs of people sort of, living their lives, like going to the beach and whatnot. But then, if you live in one of the dystopian cities like Seattle, or San Francisco, or LA, or New York City. Yeah, you have people mobbing each other because they're not wearing masks. Karen rules in New York City or Staten Island, it seems. Yes, there is a huge infestation of Karen in Staten Island. Yep, indeed. I'm just sitting here drinking my Folgers and wondering about the general bullshit that exists at this time. It's like, okay, is the virus real? Is it fake? Should people be allowed to live despite the existence of viruses? And probably the most important question, is this really a new problem? Because even if this pandemic were whatever they say it is, even if it was real, I don't think it's real. Not the way they say it is. I think people are being killed. I have no doubt that a lot of people are being abducted and killed in China right now. Of that I am certain. Do I think the COVID is breaking into people's homes in China and taking them out in the middle of the night and putting bullets in the back of their heads and then dumping them in an open pit fire? No, I don't think the virus is doing it. I think it's another institution, not the virus. And if you're going to say, well, Dan, could it be wolgers, like half wolf, half liger, 1.5 tons, 20-foot long wolgers? Well, assuming wolgers existed, I doubt it would be wolgers. Now, the Chinese might have, when I say that, the Chinese government. The Chinese government might have engineered Wolger. They might have engineered Wolger because of the desire to just toss activists and who knows what else to the Wolger when the time comes. Yeah, I think people are being killed. I think people in New York City are being killed. I think they're being targeted. I think when you're pulling off on one level, the biggest robbery in human history, quadrillions upon quadrillions are being stolen. And if you don't know what a quadrillion is, that is 1,000 trillion. So, if the current government debt, not deficit, and that's how they confuse you, if the current amount of debt is, over 20 trillion, I think it's on its way to 30 in this country of government debt, that's still only a small, small fraction of a quadrillion. Yeah. Like, if you were to ask, Krugman, hey, Krugman, and I'll leave it to you to research who frickin' fucking Krugman is. But if you said Krugman would, a quadrillion dollars in stimulus, Paul Krugman, Dr. Paul Krugman, Mr. Expert in all things economical, if you had a quadrillion, would that be enough stimulus? And here's the thing about Keynesians. They'll say, we'll have to keep an eye on money velocity. Well, of course you will, Paul. But I'm saying, if I gave you a quadrillion dollars, which, given our current GDP, would probably be the equivalent of like 50 or 60 or 70 years, let's just call it 50 years, maybe less. The point is, this isn't linear, but if I gave you a quadrillion, Paul, you could just inject this amazing amount of prosperity, Paul, right into the economy, Paul. That's right, Paul. If I gave you a quadrillion dollars, Paul, you could just inject it like a giant hot semen injection into the open butt crack of America. That's right, Paul. Anyways, on one level, this is the biggest robbery in history. On another level, it's probably a power grab. I say probably because I don't know what Act 2 looks like. Act 1 was the bioweapon. Act 1 was the COVID-19. And whether they like it or not, Act 1 only works up to the point that people stop believing it. And what's more important, they actually want to go outside and not just die at home, which I think is starting to happen. So what will be Act 2 of this amazing Shakespearean play called Year of Bullshit? The Year Zero, Yar Null, right? Panic in the Year Zero. If you haven't seen that movie, that's an interesting one. Because what's funny, at the end of Panic in the Year Zero, the United Nations makes an announcement that World War III is officially over. And it's now the Year Zero. And basically, the family drives into what is the equivalent of a FEMA camp. So this is the thing. If you've never seen Panic in the Year Zero, it is kind of ridiculous. It is cartoonish. And it came out, I think it came out in 1960 or something like that, early 60s. But if you've never seen Panic in the Year Zero, you should see it. You should see it because it's either predictive programming or just a lot of interesting little bits and pieces of shit that, well, is interesting shit. Anyways. Haven't had it in me to be a very good podcaster, and I know I've had apologies, and it's like, I don't know what to do. I am so sick and tired of this whole fucking situation that I don't even want to get off my ass to go over to the proper fucking keyboard. I've got the Casio, which is about my level anyways. But the problem with the Casio is the keys are just... the keys are just a little small. It's designed for children. And my Klumptian hands that are so demaciated and diminished by parasites and scrumple beasts filled with pus and blobules... my a hump a dump hands my hump a dump hands anyways yeah this shit is driving us all crazy. I'm not going to complain to people and say, oh, Dan, you're not, I am not special. In fact, if anything, I have it way easier than most people. Let me give you some reasons. Number one, I don't have kids. I have zero kids. And, you know, for the most part, my family is kind of living in their own worlds right now. So I'm not really getting a lot of calls. Once in a while, I'll get a gift of some money or something, and I think that's great, but a lot of the people around here in Seattle live in an artificial reality that is something that it's hard to explain. I don't even know how to go into it. You know, it's impossible to explain, really. Yeah, in Seattle, people believe strange things. Yeah, so anywho, it's a strange place for someone like me to live right now. There's one or two other people, like Mike. I can say Mike. Mike is in Seattle. I haven't met him in person yet, but I am convinced that if I somehow get some money together, and there's a place to go to have a beer at some point in the near future. I'm not quite ready yet because I got issues around meeting new people. No offense to Mike. But there's at least one person in the community that is likely an anarchist. And that's something. And there's probably, if there's one other, there's probably two or three others. So maybe there's a few in Seattle. I don't know how many, but I doubt it's more than a dozen. I doubt it's more than that. I don't know. What I do know is that this place is overflowing with bootlickers and slaves and worshipers of the state. And they have no doubt that it's all just fine, that everything is fine, just like the dog drinking coffee in the fucking cafe as it's burning down. It's all fine, everything's great. But what if it's not all okay? What if it's not all okay? Yeah, I don't know, folks. What if below the surface of everywhere right now, because I saw some people on Twitter. I saw some folks on Twitter a while back, like a few hours ago or something. Some folks on Twitter. Indeed. Saw some people on Twitter. Yeah. Saw a guy on Twitter joking about how maybe it's all over. Maybe all the yurt grease and camel semen. Maybe all the supplies of whale spam. were not necessary. Perhaps it's all over. It's all fine. Let's say a couple things here really quick, folks, about phase one. It's almost over. I don't know what phase two looks like. You have to be running the world to know that. I don't know. Bill Gates probably knows. Phase two could very well be another kind of bioweapon scare. And they may actually use more bioweapon this time and kill more people to scare people, you know, to death. Who knows? I don't know that that's what they're going to do. I think it's a lot harder to do this than people realize. I think it's why most of phase one was a fucking psyop. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to fuck with people on this scale without people becoming wise to it, especially when it comes to the numbers. If the numbers of dead don't make any sense, like all of a sudden flu is no longer a problem, well, that's weird. Well, Dan, it's because of the social distancing. Listen. You can give me all the bullshit you want to, but based upon what we've seen, the COVID cured the flu, and it more or less is responsible for every other death, including gunshots, in the state of Washington. Yeah. Nature's not linear. We've talked about this too. It's not linear. If you feel a pause, if you sense that things may have slowed down, you know, it's like, Dan, if you think that things have slowed down in the river, ergo everything's okay, all I can tell you is that rivers have something called an ebb and a flow. Yeah. Just because the river slowed down doesn't really mean anything. I think you're fooling yourself if you think it does. It doesn't mean anything, folks. Not on the river of life. Not on the river of life. It doesn't mean shit. In life, the river ebbs and flows. Right now, we're in a kind of ebb. Things have kind of, they seem like they're calmer because for those of us that have been driven crazy, it seems like people are beginning to wise up. And for those who are crazy, it seems like shit still works. You know, the food still gets delivered mostly. Sure, there are rats climbing the walls of their apartments seeking out young flesh. Yes, there's a doctor by the name of Dr. Mortinsky. Dr. Mortinsky lives in your apartment complex. He lives in sub-basement D3. Dr. Mortinsky is currently constructing a half-wolf. Half wolf, half liger. Liger being a lion-tiger hybrid, the largest of all the great cats. The hybrid can weigh almost 1,000 pounds and can be up to 12 feet long. The combination of the wolf DNA and the liger DNA in this chimerical freakazoid. The combination of their DNA has created what's called a Wulgur. Now, we've discussed the Wulgur in previous podcasts. Needless to say, the only thing more dangerous than a Wulgur is a Gorangutan riding a Wulgur. That's right, the only thing worse than a Wulgur by itself would be a Wulgur clad in advanced Kevlar and carbon composite armor with side-mounted remote control Gatling guns and ridden by a Gorangutan, which is half gorilla, half orangutan, 100% angry. It's not over yet. It's not linear. Just because shit feels like it's slowed down doesn't mean that it's over. And I'm not even sure shit has slowed down. I just think people are starting to get their first phase of, you know, perhaps we would call this a cortisone storm or a thyroid burnout scenario. But with respect to the whole James Lange hypothesis of fight or flight, I think people have been overwhelmed with a lot of stress chemistry in their bodies. And I think people are beginning to just completely get burnt out. That's normal. That's part of trauma-based mind control. That's one of the impacts of people keeping people in a permanent state of fear. Which it's not quite permanent, right? Because some states are opening up as long as you obey the basic fucking Gromptian rules. Don't stare at anyone too long. Don't pass a girl love note. You don't get the dance, you don't get the hug, you don't get to fall in love, not in 2020. All you get to do is take a turkey baster and call it a night. Yeah. Welcome to 2020. No, I think people are burnt out and they're misinterpreting this as an ebb. It's not an ebb. I think it's mostly burnout. I also think that it is indicative of an absolute kind of statistical limit. At some point, I think people will simply disobey or they're going to go crazy. So at some point in the near future, it's going to be even the nuts, even Staten Island people wearing their fucking masks and pretending to obey, which I don't even know. Maybe that little fucking video of what happened in that fucking grocery store is made up bullshit too. Because I can't imagine that the people of New York City are this fucking stupid. At some point, they have to recognize that this is bullshit. Okay? I live in Little Saigon. I live in Chinatown. I live a half a mile from every fucking major hospital in Seattle. Seattle is an Asia Pacific tech hub. Seattle has a huge resident Chinese population, illegal and legal, documented and undocumented. Okay? Not an issue of racism. These are fucking facts. So what I'm wondering is, given that it's almost fucking June, is where is this great plague? I live in transient housing. Okay? Most of the people in my building, even up to this point, they don't really wear masks. They don't give a shit. Shared kitchens. No elevators, so people are huffing and puffing going up those stairs. I'm on the fifth floor. I could go down all the reasons. The bottom line is this. There is no logical reason that New York City should be a viral disaster zone or Lombardy fucking Italy. But somehow Chinatown, Seattle is spared the Great Plague. This makes no sense, folks. I told people in February that if I didn't see any real indications of this thing, I would call bullshit. It is mostly bullshit. Now, like I said, does that mean nobody's being killed? Well, with all great snuff films, there are people who get killed. There are people who get poisoned. And this scheme of shoving people into assisted living facilities, if there ever is a true accounting of the deaths from this thing, we would actually find a lot of mass murder occurred in these assisted living long-term care facilities. Another little message: if you give a shit about your fucking parents and you can get them the fuck out of that place, do it. Because the butcher needs a number. Dr. Birx and Bill Gates and the people running this fucking scheme, Fauci, Fucky, Mr. Yucky, they need a fucking number. They need a number of dead so they can keep the fear going. And if it takes killing your grandparents or your mom or dad or your uncle or whoever, if it takes killing that person to get to their numbers, they'll just say, fuck you, poison the grandparent, and call it COVID. Everything's COVID. Everything's coming up COVID. Everything's COVID this year. If we launch a drone attack on a village in Yemen and we set fire to a family with a Hellfire missile, if we set fire to that family, it's COVID. If some deep state spook kills a high-level money manager in New York City who knows a little bit too much about the fucking robbery, it's the COVID. That's right, it's the COVID. And, you know, it's funny, Jim and I have talked a lot about this whole what happens after snow day. At this point in time, given the level of madness occurring, and I hate to use the word policy because I'm an anarchist, so I don't want to use a word that might have a kind of rational explanation and apply it to the fucking government. But whatever this is, this policy is, it makes no fucking sense if they ever intend this nation to be functional again. I've said this before, I'll say it again. A free society, a free economy does not have an on-off switch. There is no on-off switch in free enterprise. If that confuses you, you don't understand liberty. There is no on-off switch. So the fact that they could turn this all off should scare the fuck out of you. It means you don't really live in a free society. You probably haven't lived in one for a while. A better classification would be neo-Stalinist, i.e. planned economy, which means fragile, which means turning this motherfucker back on, this Rube Goldberg device of 50 bazillion gears and switches, all of them rusty and corroded, turning this fucking monstrosity back on, it ain't gonna be so fucking pretty. So what is phase two? Well, phase two, I think, 100 years ago would have been a nice big world war. Because that's how you know, it's like Goodfellas. You bought the fucking restaurant fraudulently. You took out tons of loans fraudulently. You extracted all the wealth you could. And now that the restaurant is just an empty shell of financial obligations and no revenue, what do you do? What do you do to the restaurant? What did they do in the film Goodfellas? They set it on fire. That is a fairly good MO for these motherfuckers. It's not always their go-to, and perhaps they thought the COVID would be the thing. I'm getting the feeling that they suspect that the COVID isn't going to be their, you know, moral equivalent to war. So that means that really, probably their next phase, their next flying monkey of bullshit, probably is going to be some sort of major war. And I don't think we're talking about Iraq Part 2, or even just an invasion of Iran, although that by itself would be pretty cataclysmic at this point in human history. No, I think that they're trying to place blame. It's like Zero Hedge. I don't know how much money the CIA and the FBI or both are paying Zero Hedge right now, but they have been consistently selling the message that yes, this is a horrible crisis. Yes, it's real. You know, thousands are dying. Not in Little Saigon. And it's the Chinese fault, which is funny because, like I said, I live amongst a lot of, you know, documented and undocumented Chinese folks. So if that's the case, I guess that would actually, maybe that makes sense because this is a protected zone. I don't know how you do that with a bioweapon, but hey. Yeah, so Zero Hedge has been pushing consistently in its editorial policy, if we can call it that, this consistent basic message that this is real and it's China and evil China and if only. Well, that kind of feeds a certain perspective and it does allow the deep state to pivot, you know? You remember what Obama said about pivoting to the Pacific? You remember Obama's big pivot to the Pacific? That was right about the time the Ukrainian attempt at war with Russia was falling apart. These fuckers are simply looking, they're shucking and jiving. They are looking for a fucking angle, a way for them to take advantage, a way for them to essentially keep the military-industrial complex going and keep the empire going. So yeah, phase two, war with China. It seems possible. And, you know, when Jim and I were talking about it, it was like, well, will people see through it? Will they see through? I don't know. They're not seeing through this bullshit yet, really. Or at least I have no indication that enough people are. Some people are, but it's hard to know how many. And when it comes to the mega folks, you know, some of the Trump voters who would say, well, I'm against the lockdown. If you give them a war with China, a lot of those people say, fuck China, and they'll go along with it. So actually, war with China makes a lot of sense. You know, and I don't think the people that run the world care anything for Chinese people or American people. I don't think they care if it leads to a nuclear conflict. It is more or less inevitable at this point in human history for these types of conflicts that they will lead to nuclear conflict. This is not a war with Iraq. Both parties have provable nuclear capacity. The Chinese, in the very least, have the missile throw weight to take out the west coast of the United States of America. And that is conservative. And God knows how many tricky fucking bombs they have in containers on ships or submarines. Listen, why would they do it? Because that's what I would do if I were them. You know, they are still technically in a kind of weaker position. They might have magical super technology, but they still have a lot of very old aircraft and technology. So, yeah, they could take out the west coast of the U.S. That's, I think, more or less guaranteed. And that's with the missile defense system operating. And what could we do? We could bomb the fuck out of them with conventional and nuclear weapons. We could lay waste to every major city in China, and by the time the first month of the air campaign were over, probably there would be 10 or 20 or even maybe 50 million Chinese just gone from the planet Earth, you know. But there's, you know, more than a billion, so, you know, it takes a while, right? This is horrible. And this is more or less the type of event that if you're a Christian, you say to yourself, oh, holy crap, you know, maybe you shouldn't swear, but you say to yourself, yeah, you know, this could be that part of the Bible that I don't quite understand. I don't fully understand prophecy, yet I think we're in a time of prophecy. This could be that. It perhaps is why I've been fucking around so much. Perhaps is why one of the things on my mind right now is whether I can go get money tomorrow to get drunk. Because I have a sense of apprehension. I do not believe that the fuckaroo is over. Now, I've always claimed to my listeners, and I will continue to claim, that there is a probability that what follows this is just a further step down the road of what I call the infinite gray nothing. The infinite, infinite fucking gray nothing. And you say, Dan, what is the infinite gray nothing? Yeah, you could say, Dan, what is the infinite gray nothing? Well, the infinite gray nothing is kind of it's a scenario where one of two things is true. There is no God, and this bullshit reality of tyranny and oppression is a normative condition for the human race, and we will continue fucking ourselves and treating ourselves like slaves and supporting tyrants because we don't know better, and this goes on long past my death and probably for hundreds of years until the last three people are left on planet Earth and blow each other's brains out. You know, that's the infinite gray nothing. This nasty, toxic, banker paradise bullshit continues. That could be true. That could be true. I don't think it's true, not without some pruning. I mean, and I say pruning, I mean that in that bonsai society sense that, you know, the way that tyrannies and communist societies solve the calculation problem is by removing people. And so, yeah, maybe the infinite gray nothing is going to be on the menu. So one scenario, there is no God. The other scenario is there is a God, and this is like the thousand years of Satan ruling the world, and it's still the infinite gray nothing. It's Satan's world, and, you know, that would be pretty fucking terrible, too. I don't think the infinite gray nothing is likely unless they remove a lot of people, but that doesn't mean they won't do it, and it doesn't mean that that's not their goal, to continue the same thing but worse. You look at what Bill Gates wants. He wants us all chipped. He wants us all monitored. He wants us all getting certificates. And he doesn't think we should be allowed to love or hug or shake hands or have any type of authentic human contact until we've had some kind of nebulous fucking vaccine. That's what he wants. That's his ideal situation. So I don't know what to tell you, folks. I really don't know. I just don't think it's over. I think merely the phase that we were in is almost over. This fucking COVID nightmare, at some point, unless people see the evidence of their neighbors dropping dead, at some point people will choose to go outside. You know, it's kind of like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You know, he wants to find the truth about the aliens, but they tell him that that it's a chemical accident, and then they use some type of gas to basically poison people, and maybe it's a sleeping agent, maybe it's actual poison. I really don't know, folks. That's one of those things they never really quite explain in the movie, is whether they used actual sleeping gas or the shit that just fucking kills you. Maybe it's in the director's cut, I don't know. But the thing is, he looked at this and he said, okay, this is terrible, this is scary, but this is bullshit. I think at some point people will, if there's anything to be said for the spark of humanity, if there is a God, and I believe that there is a God, then at some point the spark of humanity is going to tell everybody, even the dopiest fucking cognitive dissonance addled minds of every blue city in the country, at some point people are going to say, I just don't want to stay at home and die. This is crazy. Crazy people like Dan Crazy people like Dan live like that, you know? Crazy people like Dan live like that. That's how crazy people live. But normal people, they want to have human contact and they want to go about their lives. And even a hermit like me wants to live in a world where I can go to a bar and just hang out. Even a hermit like me wants to be able to get on the fucking streetcar and go to the fucking grocery store and buy some fucking food and not feel as if I'm in some type of mid to late 1940s film noir classic where I have to look over my fucking shoulder every 10 feet. And it's not just because of, will the cops arrest me for not wearing a mask? No, 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 folks. When civic society breaks down, it's also to wonder what fucking creep is going to crawl the woodwork to try to take what little I have because they have even less. Yeah, that's one of the questions I ask myself. I look over my shoulder. Who is going to fucking mug me to take what little I have because they have less? That's my reality in Little Saigon, Seattle. I'm not afraid of the COVID. No, 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 no. I'm more afraid of the cops and robbers. And I should just say robbers because, you know, police are their own special category of thugs. So yeah, when I think about the state of living in places like Seattle, I wonder at what point does the dam break and do people just pour into the streets? And then what? Then what? Do we all just magically go back to work and pretend that life goes on as normal? So yeah, folks, if your thyroid is currently burnt out, if you currently have that cortisone overload, if your body has been processing too much epinephrine in the last 90 days, I'm sorry. You are experiencing a crash and you're mistaking that as a pause. It's not. It's your body's way of crashing because your fucked up society, and specifically the state, the thugs that convince you that they rule you, they've kept you in a pressure cooker and your body is giving out. And unlike Uncle Dan, maybe you have kids, and unlike Uncle Dan, you probably don't get to sit around and vape weed all day or drink some beer or both. So you might have actual responsibilities, actual people that depend upon you. And I'm not trying to ruin your day, but what I'm asking you is stay vigilant as fuck. Just because it seems as if things are about to get better doesn't mean that they are. Nature is not linear, and on any given day, things can get a lot worse. It doesn't mean you have to say, well, life is hell, and life is not living. No, it's not that extreme either. You don't have to join a death cult, okay? Just because the river slows down does not mean there are no rapids ahead. And just because there are rapids ahead does not mean it's a waterfall, okay? Just because there are rapids ahead does not mean you can't survive. I've been pretty honest about this. We all have a probability stamped on our forehead at this point. The next 5-10 years, best case scenario, a lot of people are probably going to die, and it won't be because of the fucking virus. There'll be a lot of reasons. I think we've been lied to, so the reasons won't be things we necessarily understand at this point in time. We've been so lied to about the state of the planet, about the state of the food chain, about the state of everything, that it's hard to say exactly what combination of flying monkeys will whack between 30% and 50% of us. But yeah, and yeah, they want that too. So maybe they're going to toss some more flying monkeys in themselves, like World War III. I don't know. I don't fully have an understanding because I'm not in the cabal. I'm not in that organization, and you know what, folks? I'm just not a part of anything like that. I'm a hobo in Little Saigon. What the fuck do I know? So that's what I would say to you, my friends. So indeed, for this May the 25th, 2020, it's almost 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All of the various folk of this age and the other ages, all of them understand the truth of it. You cannot tell lies to the Creebly folks that live in the cracks. Thank you. That's right. For this time, almost 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, be careful of the Wooger. Be careful of the Wooger. Be careful of the Wolverfunt. Like an elephant, but a Wolverfunt. Half Wolverine. Half Wolverine, half elephant. They lurk the streets after 9 p.m. downtown Seattle near Pioneer Square. Yeah, be careful of the Wooger. Be careful of the half Wolverine, half elephant or Wolverfunt. Be careful of the jellyfish inside of your toilet bowl. Be careful of the rats climbing the wall of your apartment building seeking after flesh. Be careful of the owl that is half bobcat, half owl. Be careful of the 200-pound raccoons. Be careful of the creatures of the night. Be careful of the various hordes of orangutan, and be careful of the people who are going. They're going to release their cougars. Some cougars are already out in the night. You know what I mean. Some cougars are already hunting after some man, but they'll release their cougars and their ligers. Yes, indeed. You should consider your life forfeit if you wander the streets without a 50 caliber handgun. You should be carrying a 12 gauge machine gun, something like that AA-12 shit. That's pretty cool. You need yourself the right kind of firepower. Probably you need to carry, you know, Molotov cocktails and various types of improvised technologies. Yes, indeed. It is the Tiglu, the time that the tigers and the lions, the cats. If you own a cat in the Tiglu, your cat's going to start looking at you differently. Your cat's going to call you Protein. It'll say, meow, but really it's saying, hello, Protein. And then some days your cat will look at you and say, hello, bloody Protein. Of course, it'll sound like meow, but it's really saying good morning. Good morning, bloody protein. Good morning, bloody protein. Good morning, sunny day. Yeah. No, at some point you get burned out off this shit and you just can't deal with it. But the truth is, we could just be in what's called a local minima. In a polynomial function, I should say greater than polynomial. So in a function involving polynomials greater than the power of 2, cubic functions, for example. Cubic functions are a good example. In the universe of cubic functions, you have more than one peak. And in some complex cubic functions, you can have several peaks. And the fact is this, you could be at a low point and think, oh, I'm as low as it gets. But that just could be a little gully, as they say, a local minima. So in terms of the tempo of things, maybe we are in a moment of taking your breath. Maybe things have slowed down to that point. But I don't think so. I just think people are really burnt out. And that includes the people that are executing the plan. Because at some point, the people that are going to work are going to wonder to themselves, why haven't I gotten a 90-day vacation? Because they're going to question whether or not there's anything at the end of the line. That's the thing about these terrible schemes. You know, especially when it comes to death cults like Jonestown. There's a reason why Jim Jones had Kool-Aid, but he also had a bunch of guys with machine guns. Because not everyone's going to take the Kool-Aid. And some of the people responsible for making sure the Kool-Aid is there, some of the higher level mendicants and officiants and members of Jonestown's higher level society, those folks are going to wonder, should I grab my kid and run for the bushes? That's why there were men with machine guns. At some point, the people that are making sure that this broken, fragile, neo-Stalinist crap, sideways, hell zone economy that is an insult to the word liberty, at some point, the slaves that are still behaving, doing their jobs, are going to say to themselves, why am I doing this? Because it looks like I'm the only chump. There are two sides to this lockdown, folks. There are the people that aren't allowed to work, and that's terrible. And then there's the minority of people that are essential. And at some point, those people wonder what the fuck's going on. So anywho, I say enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Worry not of the heffalumps and the Garangatangs and the Wolgers. Worry not of the flying Blemusets or the Scribuzon Sevens. Worry not for the Frankish folk that run scurrying down the hole. Worry not for the people of the caves. Worry not for the people of the caves, and just have a great rest of your fucking Memorial Day.